everyone, this is Christina Saikia and welcome to my show, I'm a Billion Dollar Star podcast. And thank you so much from across the globe. You have been listening, watching this podcast. I truly appreciate it. And today we have a very interesting friend and a guest who's very popular as a Hollywood actor as well as a martial art grandmaster. Almost you guys are in martial art, right? Very expert. Good, completely. Yes, David A. Lockhart. So David, welcome to my show, I'm a Billion Dollar Star.
Wow, thank you for having me. Yeah, it's been too long. Hopefully we get to make some movies and other projects soon, I'm sure.
Yes, definitely. And let me give David's more introduction bit. An Emmy awarded producer, American Martial Art Hall of Fame action star of the year 2018, the official rock and roll actor he is, and he also does mainstream commercial Hollywood films. So as a film actor, David, in the lead top-rated independent feature films, people have seen you in, let me just name few, is Assassin, Impression, Tell Me If I'm Wrong Somewhere or the pronunciation gets wrong, Mere Mortals, Alice in Storage Land, and The Crow, Purgatory, Lockhart. Now, Lockhart 2 is also coming up. That's a halfway shot, actually. The work is in progress.
The epic Lockhart 2 in the works.
Yes. And David is also a founder of a non-profit organization called Artist Palouse, where they provide shooting equipments free of cost to aspiring filmmakers and actors. And right now, David, you can give a little bit of introduction of the place where you are. That's a very luxurious property. And I have actually this time covered you in my magazine, Christina Empresting. And people, please go and read that magazine. His entire property coverage is there. David, Can you please introduce your property a little bit? Let people see it.
So right now we're in on the Russian River in Sonoma County, which is about an hour north of San Francisco. And right here to left is the river. Do you want me to pan over there or just keep it?
Oh, you can pan a little bit. Oh, okay. Nice. So right away, show it to the audience.
We got the river. We got the boats. So right now I'm at one of our businesses. It's called a River's Edge Kayak and Canoe, which is in Healdsburg, California, which is, we're in wine country. So we got redwoods, we got wineries. It's the Italy of America. And so one of my companies, we do boat excursion tours down the Russian River. And beautiful river. It's one of my favorite places in the world. And so we have an acre of land here, Healdsburg.
Yeah, okay.
So this one's in Healdsburg.
Okay, so people can come and they can hire that place for luxurious events, retreat, any kind of business work is going on there?
Yes, if lots of events and activities and corporate events happen here in Sonoma County. And so we provide day trips, or if you want to do a whole weekend, we could provide that and places to stay and activities besides the kayak business, which we have. We also have a movie theater in Monterio with an acre property there by the river with music festivals and movies and stage productions and animals. Horses. Goats. Yeah. So pretty much you could come here and for a whole week you could have the most amazing time. Yoga.
Oh, nice.
Retreat.
So I'll So I will give the the contact details and email of David, all of you. Whoever needs it, actually, there's a process to reach out to him, not everybody. Just like that. So you guys can reach out to him if you want to book the place in advance, or you can just let me know and I can forward the information to David. And it's a fantastic place, actually.
Oh
People
yeah.
should go and see this place. I've actually put it in a lot of things. I have put it in my magazine, Christina and Prestige.
Yeah,
Did you
thank
mean
you for
I written
that.
about it? Yeah. We should definitely do something there. It'll happen very soon.
Yeah, it's we just filmed a movie last week actually up here. We shot it at the so we're at the studio too, the Monterio Theater. So
Oh,
we have
okay.
a big huge room, you know, where the theater is, but we could also use that as a green screen. So we had a big green screen set up and had shot a sci-fi movie there over the last 2 weeks called
Okay.
Bounty. Yeah. So we can
Oh,
make
nice.
projects here too. We have a an audio system if you want to record an album, you know,
Oh, nice.
retreats,
Oh, album we are
make
going to do,
movies,
by the
record
way,
albums.
David and me. I have the posters already ready, and that is definitely happening. And I have created the music also, by the way. I didn't share with you. Yes, I created the music, the album we are supposed to do together, right? I recently made the music, actually. Do you remember
Can't wait
the
to hear
poster
it.
I? Yeah,
Yeah.
the.
That was awesome.
Yes, we'll do that. So I'll go to the next question. The about your early as inspirations. So you grew up in Auckland. You were influenced by the Star Wars films, ninja training, and comic books. And how did this early passion shape your journey into acting and then filmmaking?
Well, so the early passions, you know, you're reading comic books, you're playing with the action figures. We did a lot of make believe, me and my friends. So we would pretend like we are in the movie and pretending
Okay.
we're the characters. And then I got a camcorder around 7th grade, around the same time you're not supposed to play make believe. Like we sort
Huh.
of had to stop, but like, oh no, we have a camera now. We're not playing make believe. Now we're making a movie. So it like just continued on into went from playing to actually creating and recording our imagination. So that's the crossover. But yeah, just movies in general and art is the passions of the artist is keeps the world thriving. Keeps that's the juice. That's the creating something is what
Yes.
humankind is all about. So any art form. You know, whether it's making a building, you know, I just saw The Brutalist last night. We showed that movie at our theater last night. That's art, you know, creating, just creating stuff from your imagination, whatever it is. C could be cooking even. And
Yes.
so that's what like, and so you mentioned Artist Palooza. So that's what Artist Palooza was created to do. Just whatever your passion is, whatever your artistic expression is to just support that and however that looks, whether you come and do something at our facility, or if you need a nonprofit to umbrella you so that you can receive donations from someone else,
Oh, okay.
we could provide those kind of resources for
That's
artists.
a very interesting initiative. I've noticed one thing about you. You're very flexible. You're such a great human being, but at the same time, that's very one of the very important quality one an artist should have, like a water. You're always
Oh,
fluid.
thank you.
Like very flexible, you're adaptable to any situation. Like I have shot with him, so I know it.
Yeah.
Very adaptable, So transition to professional acting. So after studying in American Conservatory Theater in San Francisco, you took on like you were blessed to have, or lucky, I can say, to have leading roles in productions like Bodies and Hearts, Miscellaneous. And how did this theatrical background influence your approach to film acting? Basically, can you give some technique you adopt, or aspiring actors can learn from you, because you're a very senior actor?
So yeah, I think just enjoying the process, wherever you're at, I think is a good, that's just the thing that pops in my brain right now. But so if you know, you're not going to be, or most people, including myself, you don't become like, success overnight. There's ups and downs, and just really enjoying the process and being in the moment with the people you're with. Whether it's two people when rehearsing, just really digging into whatever you're up to. Like we have, like even this interview right now. Yeah, I'm excited. It's fun to talk about my process and share with you my place here. It's exciting for me. So thank
you. I understand. And in my case, it happens in such a way that long monologues. I'm very good with long monologues. That what happens is short dialogues. I sometimes fumble, because if a co-actor is looking at my eyes, and then I end up laughing. And it took me so much internalization to work on that. And then I have seen directors tell me, oh, you want to laugh? Okay, you laugh first. Like if I get a long monologue, it's so quick. Like I can do it in one take. It's just I absorb it. But whenever I'm still learning, if there is a small line and I have to say, and I'm like looking at you and I like end up laughing, and I'm still training that how to get it as an actor.
Well, you're amazing, by the way. You're the hardest working woman in show business. I'm always amazed of everything you do. So
thank you, keeping
amazing, and thank you for having me on the show and all the things you do. I'm like, I can't believe, do you ever sleep? What's going on? How are you doing all this? So, and you're a kind soul. You're a good soul and a good person. So
thank you so much. I like to do it, wherever I'm in around the globe. I'm blessed with having people who like to shoot with me. I've seen that. Any part of the globe, I'm always starting a new project or doing it. Can be dancing, a music video, or films, or theater, or anything. I started a podcast because I have done radio in the past, and I love to talk. I don't like
it.
I got roasted also in my own show, but that's okay. I mean, it's an interactive show. In my own show, I got roasted. That's fine.